It's Angel. I started out with a theme when I was looking, thinking about what to talk about, because you know I like to have a bit of a theme when I'm doing these pillow talks, so I can kind of stay the course, keep a direction. And I started with the theme attraction, but then as I kind of went through quotes and different poetry and stuff that I looked through, it became attraction and love and hope, you know, having hope for the future and having faith in love and faith in another person. So it's and at the top of the piece of paper that I was like writing things out on, I just have it written half because that's hope, attraction, love, and faith. I thought I was clever apparently when I was writing it. But I wanted to start out because I was thinking one of my absolute favorite quotes. I just love this. This man is brilliant. John Green said, and I read this a while ago, and it's just good. And he says, "That's always seemed so ridiculous to me, that people want to be around someone because they're pretty. It's like picking your breakfast cereals based on color instead of taste." I've just loved that because it's so true. Everyone's attracted to different things, and you truly can't help what you're attracted to. If you're attracted to a certain body type, a certain sense of humor, a certain anything, I mean, that's kind of already programmed into you. But some people are so focused on the outside that of a person, you know, what they look like and how they dress and what they have. And, you know, eventually when things matter, those are the last to come into play. I mean, certainly you want to be sexually attracted to a person if you're going to be in a relationship with them. But not a, and there's a line. I'm very seldom physically attracted to a person. I can appreciate someone who looks nice or is attractive, but it's always their personality or the way they talk to me that really gets my attention, that really gets my interest. If you could make me laugh, you've come a long way. but the way someone looks, I've been a performer for a long time and been around lots of pretty people, and it just doesn't mean anything, at least not to me. Some people it does, and that's fine. And everybody is different, and that's what makes the world interesting. And this next quote is from Victor Hugo, and that is very brilliant man that wrote Les Miserables. And he says, "The power of a glance has been so much abused in love stories that it has come to be disbelieved in. Few people dare now to say that two beings have fallen in love because they have looked at each other. Yet it is in this way that love begins, and in this way only." I don't watch those love story movies. I don't read those kind of books. I don't know why. I believe in love. I believe certainly in love at first sight and all of that. Love stories just, I don't know, maybe I think they're cheesy. You know what, though? The cheesier the love story, even in real life, the cheesier way someone meets, or like, I like those really mushy relationships where you seriously can't get enough of the person. I love the feeling of being in a relationship with someone and just seriously the sun and moon rise and set with them. It's just, you know, they're so incredible, just so incredible. I love those kinds of relationships, and I have been fortunate enough to experience that. But it'd be awesome to have someone look at me that way too. But this is just my thoughts, I guess. That's all this is gonna be. There's no direction. I like that there are people out there that still believe those things are possible, that you can have that kind of love. Like, real love, I guess, to me, like, good examples of love in my mind are, if you've seen the movie, what's that called, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I think that's the newer one with Johnny Depp in it, with the parents in this little shack of a house taking care of their both of their sets of parents, their little boy, and still just being so positive and still clinging to each other and really having very little and just having to, you know, struggle day by day, but still, you know, still loving each other. Like, it's really not, like, played up or anything in the movie, but those are the kind of love stories I believe in. It's the kind of love I want. Anyways, moving on. What else do I got here? These two are from one of my favorite poets, Anne Sexton. And she writes, "Love, be it man, be it woman, it must be a wave you want to glide in on. Give your body to it. Give your laugh to it. Give, when the gravely sand..." Sorry. Let's start over. I'm going to start over and not give that. I wrote these out. Usually I print them out or have them on my iPad. And so I have neat handwriting, but I think. But clearly I can't read it. So, start over. "Love, be it man, be it woman, it must be a wave you want to glide in on. Give your body to it. Give your laugh to it. Give. When the gravelly sand takes you, your tears to the land. To love another is something like prayer and can't be planned. You just fall into its arms because your belief undoes your disbelief." And that's the part that I love, when your belief undoes your disbelief. When, you know, you have, everyone, doesn't matter how positive you are, everyone has negative thoughts, everyone has things that they're like, that's never going to happen to me, or I'm never going to get that, or whatever. And when something comes into your life to make that be like, whoa, I really get that, when it switches on you, how cool is that? I just love how she says that. this other one, that this is so true, and I love it. As it has been said, love and a cough cannot be concealed. Even a small cough, even a small love. When you're in love, it's... If you've listened to anything I've said in the past pillow talk, or if you've listened to any of those before, I guess, you'll know that I hate falling in love. I will deny it to myself as long as possible. Because it's just that feeling of really being out of control. You know, you don't have control over your emotions, and that you can't help being in love with someone. And I love being in love. Of course I want to be in love with someone. I want them to love me back. But, it's not being in control, I guess, is the part I don't like. But, anyways, I think back to high school, and you know, you have those crushes, and you just like, they just say just the right thing to you, or they look at you, or you get matched up in a class or something, get to work together. Like, you just can't hide it. You're just smiling. It's just a great feeling. And I guess, when you get to experience that feeling, when you feel that way about someone again, as an adult, it's just, I don't know, it's a great feeling. Of course, there's always so much uncertainty, you have to be willing to get hurt to get love, I guess. It's absolutely how it is. And you can't take it, I mean, it's hard enough to take it hard, but you can't let it make you give up on it, I guess. You just gotta give yourself time to heal and move on. There's a reason it happened. Alright, so, one more. And this is my favorite. This is my new man that I'm absolutely just crazy over. Rudy Francisco. And in his amazingly touching and incredible, just fantastic poem, a love poem medley. In it, he says, and when you listen to him read it, when you listen to him perform this poem and share it, it just gives me chills. I've watched it so many times. But there's a part in it that he says that he wants a love that you get my heart and my mind. This world gets the rest of me kind of love. I love that. That's what I want. That's it. All I want from somebody is just their heart and their mind, and those are like the best parts of a person, is, you know, their love. And so, I don't know, those are just some random quotes I wanted to share with you guys and my thoughts on them. I hope you're all great. I hope you enjoyed that. And I'll talk to you guys again really soon. So take care, everybody.